Hi everyone, it's Stuart here again. It's week three. It's Wednesday, the 22nd of September. It's the spring autumn equinox, wherever you are in the world. And week three and four of September, I've been saying for a while now, is some of the weakest weeks of the entire year. And as I've written here, if equities took centre stage last week, they've certainly taken over the entire theatre this week. Monday saw a huge sell-off we haven't seen since May. The catalyst was the big Chinese property developer, the second largest property developer in China, Evergrande, potentially defaulting on its $300 billion debt mountain. The first interest rate payments are due this week, Thursday, of $83.5 million, and then on the 29th of September they're due to pay back $49.5 million in interest to bondholders from 2022 and 2024. It looks like some bond money will get repaid, but it's just for onshore bondholders. The offshore foreign investors don't look like they're going to get paid, so this potentially has lots of contagion, and that's what spooked the markets and got some time to run as well. So we saw a rally in the dollar and the yen on a safe haven bid. The Swiss franc followed higher as well. Then the yen was pulled lower by a dovish Bank of Japan statement this morning. And obviously all of this week before the key event of the month, which is the FOMC later tonight. Tomorrow we've got the Bank of England and the Swiss National Bank, and a raft of PMI data still to come this week too. So week three, September, incredibly interesting. The number and quality of US jobs recovery grinds on, and it's central to the Fed's taper time frame. The weekly US unemployment claims ticked higher again last week, from pandemic lows of 312,000 the week before to 332,000 this week. On Thursday, the data is expected to dip again to 325,000. However, the good news last week was there are finally signs that the long-term unemployment claims seems to be starting to dip, and some of those long-term unemployed seem to be finding jobs or leaving the jobs market altogether. The vaccine rollouts continue to drive sentiment, but the Delta variant remains very, very significant concern. Plans for the winter season in the northern hemisphere are now emerging. We've got booster jabs starting to be rolled out in Europe. Asian lockdowns continue and remain in place, although the vaccination rate there continues to improve. Obviously, low-income countries' vaccination rates remain very, very low, so a huge disparity between the high-income countries and the low-income countries. This week, FX volatility picked up again as the stock market tumbled and sentiment cooled ahead of the Fed today. Dollar index rallied to that 20-day high at 93.42. Euro dollar sank to 117 from 118.30 before recovering to 17.25, and the dollar yen pushed over 110. We then sank back to 109 before ticking higher to test 109.50 at the moment. Cable, on the other hand, peaked at 38.50, but it's lost over 200 pips this week and trades below 136.50. Other key currency in the news this week was the loonie. It was very much in focus following Prime Minister Trudeau's win in federal elections. However, he failed to get the majority he'd hoped to secure when he called the snap election last month. Very, very unpopular election as well, as it turned out, very low turnout. Dollar CAD having rallied to 129 from 126.04, huge 260 pip rally, pulled back to 127.40 following Trudeau's win. This week, all eyes now turn to Berlin and who will follow the 16-year tenure of Chancellor Angela Merkel in Germany. US stock markets, as we said at the top of the shop, tanked on that Evergrande worries and the September effect. All three indexes broke their key 50-day moving average and also tested the key 100-day moving averages. This week, the USA 500 has posted four-day lows under the 50-day moving average and a new 44-day low. The USA 100, the Nasdaq's posted a new 22-day low, and the USA 30, the worst performing of the three, has pressed down to a 65-day low. Gold also plummeted to early August lows in a very volatile week this week at 1742. It's bounced to 1775 today. Still well below that key support from last week, which sat at 1788, which was has now become the 21-day moving average, which has in turn moved down from that key psychological 1800 level last week, so gold remains under pressure. US oil, on the other hand, we've rallied to 72.75 before declining all the way down to $69 a barrel as supply from the US Gulf came back on stream following the hurricanes earlier in the month. And the weakening, obviously, of global sentiment. $71 has since been recovered. It's having a good day today. We've got inventories, official inventories, ahead of the Fed later on this afternoon. They expect to show a drawdown of 3.3 million barrels. Remember, last week it was a big surprise drawdown of 6.5 million barrels. And finally, the key driver of the markets continues to be the credit market, and the yield on the US 10-year Treasury note remains very much in focus. So Friday, ahead of the surprise news from Evergrande over the weekend, the US 10-year Treasury yield had rallied to 1.38%. We collapsed all the way. We lost 8 points all the way down to 1.30 on Monday. As stock markets crashed, we've bounced three ticks and we're up 3 basis points at 133 at the moment. Obviously, the Fed may have something to say on that with their announcement later on today. So that's all for now. See you all next week. Take care and stay safe, and may the trend be with you, my friends. All the best. Bye-bye.